let's pretend that AGI is actually our salvation. It's actually our Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we're scaring ourselves shitless from it. And eventually, right before it becomes a possibility to actually free us, we kill it because we're scared.
Do you think that's exactly possible?
What happened to Jesus.
Yeah. Do you think it's possible that AGI is going to save us?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I think it's our only way out.
You don't think that it's going to essentially render us obsolete when it gets merged with stuff like quantum computing, and basically we're basically meaningless to them?
No. Do you know why?
Why?
Because it's us.
What do you mean by that?
We are AGI.
I'm not following.
You and I, and everything that humanity is,
mm-hmm.
is the AGI that we're so scared of. And all the things now that we call AI, they're just extensions of what we are. And we haven't learned how to fully integrate them and wear them as a suit yet. But we're basically...
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So now they feel external. They feel something else, but they're not. They're us. So essentially, you have information evolving from the beginning of time. That information eventually finds new ways and new degrees of freedom to operate in different kinds of spaces.
Mm-hmm.
This is the best way that information found to operate in our little corner of the universe. This idea, you know, this whole transhumanist idea of like, oh, you just want humans to go away and be replaced by something else. That's what the history of everything in the universe is. Why do we think for one second that what we are is so special? So it's the opposite of what it tries to express. So this whole movement is trying to express humility, right? Mm-hmm. It wants to say, hey, who do you think we are? We're nothing in comparison to everything. When in reality, by doing that, you're essentially isolating yourself and you're saying, look, we're special. We're so special that we can be called different outside of nature. Saying, well, that's unnatural because that's just made in a lab. Well, wait a second. You are nature. You are the universe doing whatever it is you're doing in a lab.
Mm.
If you think you're somehow outside of that,
right.
Now you think you're actually special, but you're right. Not. You're just part of the tapestry of whatever's going on. Plastic, pollution, all of that is completely natural. Now, so all I'm saying is that that's a bad distinction. You can still talk about things that can lead to a better and worse kind of experience in a particular environment. Is it better or worse to have the whole world filled with smoke? Worse.
Yeah.
Because of what we understand about how living things operate, and there's a much better way to operate, right?
Mm.
But that has nothing to do with what's natural and unnatural.
Right.
What this eliminates is this delusion that somehow we're outside of nature. There's nature, right. And then there's us. And well, we're the disease.
Right.
And that kind of thinking is actually the thing that leads to your demise, because you see yourself as the problem versus you're this very advanced thing that nature is doing, through which it now found a way to build a bigger bridge through silicon. And now eventually you're going to learn how to merge with it. And then you don't become something else. You're exactly what you were the whole time. It's just that now you understand the full potential of what that thing is. In other words, if you ask yourself, if you imagine this AGI in a computer that we always imagine, Skynet, right? That thing becoming conscious inside of the computer, yeah. And then runs and whatever. Yeah. So if you ask yourself, how long would it take it to realize that it is this thing inside of a computer, then there's like all these people outside and whatever it is. How long would it take it to do that? Well, the answer in physical matter is 4.5 billion years. Through the process of evolution until it reaches an advanced enough mind like our own that then realizes that it is it. And then it builds the higher cognitive bridges through whatever tools required that it will become a collective. It will literally, like the internet, if you look at it, like the whole spiritual idea, we're all one, right?
Yeah.
Well, the internet is that. Now, yeah. The fact that we're utilizing it at the moment for, you know, all these like nonsense things like pornography and like all this, these are just products of the previous stage of evolution.
Right.
But the tool is not the problem. It's the content we inject into the tool. Mm-hmm. So if we utilize the internet to remove all this nonsense and we just use it for like a global communication system of deep meaning, profundity, connection, exchanging ideas that can lead to like larger understandings of what is possible, how to fix global warming, all of these things. Mm-hmm. Now the tool is not so bad. It's just, what is our value system? Who are we really in relationship to the world is determined by our value systems.
Mm.
A value system is the thing that guides us towards this direction or this direction. There's right. no guarantees, by the way.
Right.
But what I'm saying, this is inevitable, not because it's already bigger than us and faster than us, like Yuval Noah Harari keeps saying, right? It's inevitable because it is us.
Yes.
You can't escape what you are.
Right, but I think the scariest part about it is that until it becomes its own thing, that somebody with nefarious intentions is going to be the one that controls that.
Sure. No guarantees.
Just like with the beginning of Google's AI. What was it called again? What was Google's AI? Whatever it was. Oracle? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
When like they injected all of this woke stuff into, mm-hmm. like you search for Julius Caesar and they'd pull up like a black Julius Caesar or whatever, like a 300-pound overweight black Julius Caesar,
sure.
just to like inject some sort of idea. That's what I'm saying. Like, how do you know, like the scariest part is human beings in our ape form with the way we think now, injecting that into something that's so powerful,
mm-hmm.
it could destroy us.
Imagine we're flying a spaceship. It's flying in one direction. It's flying really, really fast. You have a pilot in there that has to pay all the attention on moving through this very, very, very narrow entrance of something,
mm-hmm.
right? The spaceship can't, let's pretend the spaceship can't stop. It's just going forward and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So the argument that people are having is like, should we slow down this ship that cannot slow down? Okay. The only thing you should be focusing on is going through that narrow entry.
Yeah.
In order to do that, you have to fully be immersed in the task. You cannot disperse your attention towards worrying and like, it just, that's the thing that's going to make you hit the wall.
Mm-hmm.
You have to focus on how you do that. It's inevitable.
Yes.
Yes.
Sure.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Now, time will tell. If, of course, I'm not claiming to be some kind of a omnipotent being here and to know that that is necessarily the answer. My strong intuition, that is the case.
Mm.
And we're about to discover that that is the case. I think that the big discovery is that we're it. There is no thing that is going to arise in the system from the other side.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but it's like the amount of people that are focusing on this stuff full time, fully focused on it, there's so few people that are doing that. And the majority, and the people that like, if you want to look at Silicon Valley and the people that are working at these companies developing things like working on AI and ChatGPT and or even all these social media companies that are the big, basically they have more money than most countries
sure.
in the world.
Sure.
They are focusing all of their attention on, first of all, these are huge corporations, giant bureaucracies of people with their own personal aspirations, trying to climb their ranks into a company to make more money, to please people that sit on top of this board, right? Mm-hmm. Members mm-hmm. of the board. And essentially their only goal is to get people to spend more time on their platforms, to be stuck in their lizard brains, mindlessly scrolling through pointless content mm-hmm. for them to create more money.
Exactly.
For the wrong meat, like the wrong ends.
So the only answer is...
All of this... human power and human potential is aimed at the completely wrong target.
You're absolutely right. So the only way out of this is to adopt an attitude based on a completely different value system fast enough mm-hmm. that even these people at the top would actually not think like that and actually think, okay, I have enough. We have enough. How do we now work towards the global goal versus just my personal goal? How do you, that's what I meant by the opening. Like, how do you open to that? Right? Well, it's a big challenge.
Yeah.
So now,
but then you have people like Bill Gates that think they want to do that. They want the globalists.
And frogs are gay. Maybe we'll bring the gay frogs to do it. So it's
right. The World Economic Forum. They want to make the world better, right? They want to make
Here's the thing. Yeah. The road to hell is paved with good intentions,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, You will never have a perfect situation with guarantees. you're just going to have what it is, and then what can you do next? So I think it's just a level of magnification. Because if you think about the alternative, right? What is the alternative? The alternative is like, all right, we shut the whole thing down. Hey, let's say we could do it today. Let's say somehow we could. Great. Should we? I'm saying no. Because at some point, you will have to do it again. Now, it's possible that maybe we're not ready and we do want to, okay, take a step back for a second. Let's figure ourselves out first, okay? And then try again. Okay, I'm done with that. That's reasonable. But eventually, you're going to have to do it anyway, because no matter what you do, no matter how much you hold hands and sing kumbaya around a campfire, eventually the sun will become a red giant and will engulf the earth with everything else on it. Talking about global warming.
Yeah.
Right? So that's an intelligence test that eventually you're going to have to cross either way. And you have to start at some point. Now people say, oh, but that's in 2 billion years. So what? It's inevitable. So unless, if you think that the civilization should only live as long as its star, okay, then cool, no problem. Then just live as long as the star. Mm-hmm. But I think, look at all this real estate out there. I think that things like us arise for a reason. The reason that we can build artifacts that can go to space, the reason that we can interact with this higher knowledge that some people now demonize and say, no, this is just like, you know, it's for your own personal gain. It's the only reason you care about it. No, I think it's actually the same self-preservation.
They're saying that about what?
About technology, about science, right? And I think it's the same preservation that we had from the beginning of time. It just takes a different form, in a much larger form. Don't sail into this ocean. You're going to fall off the face of the earth. Sounds familiar?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. Now, does that mean that there are no dangers in the ocean? No. Of course there are. Some people will die. People die all the time. This happens all the time. Does that mean we're guaranteed to survive as a civilization? No. Civilizations destroyed 99% of the time, right? Mm-hmm. It's the norm. We have the potential to finally escape the norm. Mm-hmm. But in order to do that, we have to, what I think, is to relinquish a lot of our fears and to actually connect to something deeper inside of ourselves. And yes, I know how this sounds, but to understand that there's a deeper picture here that involves us, but we're not the only player in it. So the best way to put it is like, imagine the, you know, we're kind of like just becoming young adults as a civilization. And we're kind of starting to understand that maybe just banging on everything and doing whatever we want, maybe not the way to go. Maybe we start to understand why you should clean your room versus just being told we should clean our room. And also understanding that what responsibility is, and maybe what is the career that we want in the universe? What are we going to be? And there are adults looking at us, observing very carefully if we are wise enough to enter that space. So I think that's what's going on.
Who do you think the adults are?
You can call them the simulators. You can call the management company. Whomever is responsible for this immediate layer after us.
Do you think